Right on cue. Hashtag NAF2022.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Right on Cue. My name is Naomi Gruen, and this is our sixth episode. At this point, I have to wonder if our listeners are as tired of hearing my voice as I am. So in this episode, I'm happy to say Naledi Ndala is here with me to co-host. Naledi, the mic is yours.
Hi, everyone. As Naomi already said, I'm Naledi Ndala, and I'm also your host for this episode of the podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Curator. For those of you who didn't get an opportunity to tune into our live shows, we are bringing you the best stories of the day. Q, as a multimedia collaboration, brought to you by Grokot's Mail, The Creator, Rhodes Music Radio, the National Arts Festival, and the Rhodes University School of Journalism and Media Studies. Our reporters have been spending their festival doing their best to keep you updated on what's happening in Makanda. We're almost halfway through our National Arts Festival pop-up podcast, and in today's episode, you'll hear Jess' performance review, a look into Production Africa Sings, audience reactions to the Umoya, and we hear from Muzoto Ske Tutani, who's the curator of Marikana 10 Years on Exhibition. Keep listening and do not miss your cue.
NAF 2022, it will change you. 89.7.
This year's National Jazz Festival has had a disappointing start, not because of performances, but because of the lack of support. Regardless of the empty audience, Ostebza delivered an unforgettable performance. Q reporter and a fellow Right on Q host, Naomi Gruen, tells us more about this.
The most remarkable part about a band that is made up of drums, a bass guitar, electric guitar, piano, and a voice is when you hear each instrument alone and you're blown away. But then you hear them all together and suddenly you can't imagine them apart. The incredibly masterful transition from simple bassline to complex harmonies is something Ostebza and her band have perfected. If time travel was accessible, I would take you back so you could hear exactly what I'm talking about. But for now, the best I can do is ask you to listen. The show started subtly, slow South African groove that felt reminiscent of a time I wasn't familiar with. I felt myself drifting into another world, Ostebza's world. And then we were back. Regular audience interaction reminded us that we were there and present, as much a part of the show as we were watching it.
I think it's very important that when we write music, it's not solely for entertainment. It must also address issues that we go through as people. We must be, you know, the vessels that carry the message. So I hope that this will go straight into our hearts and it changes something in us.
I have to say, if there was one thing missing from this performance, it was an audience. Luckily, the music filled the room so we didn't feel the emptiness, but I cannot help but wonder how different it would have been if there were 200 of us swaying to the beat and not 20.
For many artists, the pandemic had a negative impact, but for Africa Sings, it gave birth to the revolution of musical theatre. Africa Sings, a production group of Sonwa Sakuba Institute for the Performing Arts, brings a twist of a new and old musical featuring Sarafina and the Lion King. Reporter Palisa Palate has more.
The show started 2021. It was firstly performed at the Guild Theatre in East London. The show is about highlighting the musical theatres around South Africa. That's where originally from South Africa by South Africans. The show highlights your Ipintombi, Sarafina, King Kong.
What are you expecting from the art festival as a whole? What are the skills also that you have learned from your group and that you carry within the art festival?
Since this is the first time after COVID to have like a live Makanda Art National Festival where we come and perform, not being screened, it's a great opportunity. What have I learned? This is my first production coming here as a dance captain. So I have inputs. I have worked. Nami put on some of my inputs on this production. So it gave me a platform, and I'm expecting that people can come and watch this talent, so that it can open other doors for us, because we are not planning to just end it here. We're using National Arts Festival to showcase ourselves as it's a national arts festival where everyone is coming to watch, and then we're hoping to take these shows to other provinces, even internationally if possible. So what the expectations are very high. We are hoping people can really, really enjoy this show and then take it forward. And
can you go into detail, what support do you get from the school, and also what other measures did you take? Measures did you take to get money? You understand, so everyone can come and everyone can have an equal experience. Do you get any external funding besides the school funding? And you spoke that the school is private. You understand, who funds the students if it's private and so forth?
So, coming from different backgrounds, and we're all black, we cannot shy from that. Some families do not like support the arts community. Like they don't see you being a dancer, you being a musician, you being an actor or an actress, being a professional on that field. So the school like give us the support in terms of making sure that everyone is the same. Like wherever when you come to a dance floor, you leave your baggage outside. They provide us, sometimes we get lunch, sometimes we get breakfast, so that if you come from a background where you don't have enough but you feel as if like you belong to the group, you don't want to feel like you're an outsider. So we try by all means to accommodate everyone.
Africa Sings is reviving music theatre, is reviving theatre production that has been there. What are the production that you, Africa Sings, has infused within the performance?
We have infused Ipintombi, we have infused King Kong and Sarafina. They are also like our own original that we are infusing in the production, because we're not just showcasing like someone's work. There is like few of our songs that we have originally choreographed, originally composed, that we're putting on the musical.
Moya is a circus narrative production directed by a collective of creatives. Moya received a rave review. Our Q Radio reporter, Lebohang Jali, spoke to the audience members after the show to hear exactly what they thought about the performance.
Moya, a group which originates from Cape Town, is a South African production that features a collective of 9 young dynamic performing artists. It explores the diversity of the Rainbow Nation through language acts telling their stories of escape. The artists give us a glimpse of what the show is about and their journey here. And we've got some reviews from the audience who watched the show.
My name is Lukanyo, and the show is about doesn't matter which color you are, or where you come from, or you grew from the streets, or rich. Yeah, the show is to bring like those people together and perform in one place. And yeah, and mostly it was based on the clown guy. Yeah.
How long did it take you guys to prepare for the National Arts Festival?
Was it like 6 weeks?
Yes, six weeks when we prepare for the art festival. But we did do the show before in Cape Town.
I'm at ArtsCape, so then they asked us to come to do this side, so we had to kind of change stuff because of the stage, how it looks and stuff, so we kind of turn it a bit, and the guys, they had to change some stuff on the show because of there was an accident on the first result day. I fell like 6.5 meters from up there. That's why I'm like this side, dislocated shoulder. Yeah. So I'm not supposed to perform, but I feel fine, so I just kind of joined in today.
It was, I think, the best show I've watched so far. I mean, I only watched two, but the other one was Kampur by Sandra Prinsloo, and that was also really good. The music was really good, and it had a message. I think there was music, there was dancing, there was acting, it was funny. It was just everything together really good.
But it was the dancing one with the really cool tricks. It was really good. I found it amazing. I think like every move was really thought out well. Like even when you thought someone was about to fall, it was just like a roll, and I was like, wow, I think it was really cool. I think it's really amazing how much hard work was put into it, and they all did an amazing job.
Moya and was fantastic. It was absolutely top class show. Suppose change in South Africa, making things happen, energy, life. A lot of things. Jeez, just the sheer class of the performers was amazing. The energy was absolutely ecstatic. It was a fantastic show.
This year marks 10 years since the devastating Marikana massacre took place. The Marikana 10 years in exhibition is currently on display at the Albany Museum. Liyabona Liyombangi spoke to the exhibition curator Zodwa Skate Tutani about the exhibition and its importance.
So my name is Zodwa Skei Tutani. I am the curator of this exhibition.
So tell me, what is the exhibition about actually? Because I know there are some people out there that don't know about it, so just elaborate on that.
Okay, so the exhibition is basically a 10-year commemoration of the Marikana massacre, which happened in 2012, where a group of striking miners were gunned down, basically. So what we are trying to do is Niran Tolsi, who's a journalist, and Paul Botis, who's a photographer from Mail and Guardian, basically have been doing a thing called slow journalism. I'm sure you'll know that, where they keep revisiting the story and rewriting the story over a period of time. So in this case, it's 10 years of them basically revisiting the story, but really focusing on the widows, the people that are left behind, the widows, the children, right? What happens to them after a massacre? What happens to you when you are left behind in a village situation with children that you have to now raise afterwards? To us, Marikana is a headline, right, in 2012. But to the people that were affected, that are left behind, their mothers, their wives, their sisters, their children, it's an ongoing struggle. What does that mean when it's told over time? And how can we think about what is left behind Gwezi massacres in South Africa, right? Something that we really delve into deeply, right? There's a massacre. Oh, people were killed. But really, who's the person that's left behind after that? Who cleans up? Who carries on? And what does it mean to carry on? And what does it mean to create home when the breadwinner isn't there anymore, right? So the exhibition really looks at those kinds of ideas of the migrant laborer, right, and his idea of home, but also what is home, right? Who gets left behind at home? And when you lose that person, what then is left, and how do you carry on, basically?
So what was like the inspiration or motivation behind the exhibition, like the motivation behind the thing?
Yeah, so the motivation really was to highlight the voice of the widow, of the woman in these political situations that we have in South Africa, right? So most of the time, for instance, very rarely were they brought into court when they were speaking about Marikana and reparations and all of those things. The widows were not given really at the beginning a voice to speak. Only as time went on were they given the voice. So this idea of highlighting the voice of the women in political discussions, right? So highlighting the widows basically was that to let you know that there's people left behind, and they are mothers, and they have to mother children. Why are they not given a voice? Hence, the Kulumani support group worked with the widows to basically create drawings as a way of speaking, right, about their trauma, about what is left behind, right? So these drawings are what they created at the time. And so we're by having the drawings there tell you about what they had to go through and their trauma, and then having them here so that you know that they're here and they're present.
Is there something that you guys are trying to achieve with this exhibition that you have here?
Yeah, it's to have the audience or the citizens of South Africa, I guess, revisit that story in the sense that there are people still affected by it. While we have moved on from 2012, other people are still affected by the ongoing residue of 2012, right? So that's number one. But number two, the voice of women and the voice of widows. We should listen to the voices of women, right? So that's also the goal that added to the idea that we should not treat Marikana as just a headline, because then this is how these things keep happening over and over, is if we treat them as headlines and not delve into the stories and listen to the people left behind.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much. And this is like a very like beautiful work, no lie. This is very beautiful. Thank you very much for your work.
Thanks for the interview. Thank you.
Day 5 of the National Arts Festival has come to an end. With 6 days left of the festival, we have reached the end of our 6th episode. Even though this is my first time experiencing the art festival, I have seen a whole lot of talent. I have seen theatre. I've attended a number of shows. I've also got to experience street arts, people dancing in the street. I have seen handcrafted things that people make themselves, which are really amazing. Naomi, I don't know if you have anything to add.
Yes, I do, actually. To all our listeners, I hope you've joined the Q Media WhatsApp or Telegram groups. You can find the links to these groups on the Q Media page on www.grocots.ru.ac.za. Alternatively, if you see someone from the Q team out and about, ask them if you can scan the QR code. Continue to engage with us on social media, at Q.online on Instagram, at Fest on Twitter, and at QFest on Facebook. Join us again next time, where we'll bring you our top stories, best interviews, and some insight into what's happening in Makanda.
Of course, do not forget to tune into our Q Radio at 89.7 FM at 9 a.m., 12 p.m., and 5 p.m. for our live shows.
Until next time, thank you for listening.
Have a great fest and stay safe.
Right on cue, #NAF2022.